Okay, the Gemara in the end of Daf Lamed Zayin, beginning of Daf Lamed Ches, talks about the Gemara is handling the drasha of Meishavos, where it says Meishav in the Torah, if it means Kol Makom Shatem Yoishvim Mashma, which indicates that the mitzvah is wherever Klal Yisrael is, or does it mean La'achar Yerusha V'Yeshiva? So the Gemara says as follows: Bishlam Elamanda Amar Meishav Kol Makom Shatem Yoishvim Mashma. If you darshan Meishav means wherever you're living, but the Gemara says it makes sense. The pasuk Vayeichlu Me'avur Ha'aretz Mimacharas HaPesach. They ate from the produce of the land Mimacharas HaPesach, the day after the Karban Pesach. Mimacharas HaPesach Achol, or the day after the first day of the Pesach. They dafka, they ate the day after the first day of Pesach. Me'ikara Lo Achol, they couldn't eat before. Why? Because Alma Akrav Aimer Bahadur Achol. The reason is, because even though it was before Yerusha v'Yeshiva, since Meishav is Kamakam Shatam Yeshiva Mashma, so first they had to be Makrav the Omer, and then they were able to eat. But if you say, La'achar Yerusha v'Yeshiva, the Gemara asks, Nechol La'alter? And the Gemara answers that they didn't need it because they had the man, etc. So Taisvis on the top of the Amud asks the Kasha. Taisvis brings his Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi asks, why didn't they eat matzah from Chadash? Aye, there's an Isser of Chadash. If you hold Kamakam Shatam Yeshua Mashma, there's an Isser of Chadash. So Taisa says, Yushalmi says, you should say, Asay Deicha Lois Asay. The Asay of Achilas Matzah should be Deicha, the Lois Asay of Chadash. This is Yushalmi's question. Taisa brings, Yushalmi gives two terutzim. The first terutz of the Yushalmi is that an Asay of Kaidim Hadibur is not Deicha Alois Asay of Achar Hadibur. This is the first teretz of Taisa. And asay that was given before Matan Torah is not Deicha Alois Asay of Achar Matan Torah. This is a Gevaldige Chiddush. L'chaira, it would make nafkaminas. I think it would make nafkaminas, like I've been in many cases. But this is the first teretz of Yerushalmi. Inami, Taisa says, Yeshleimer, the Gezeira, Kazayas Rishon Atu Kazayas Sheni. We're Chayshid, you're not just going to eat the first Kazayas, you're going to eat one kezayis, you're going to eat two kezayis. It's after Magid. Magid's very long. Klal Yisrael, Sipi, Yitzis, and Simon, I'm sure they had a lot to say. They're very hungry. You're going to eat two kezayis. So gezayit, like the Gemara Yavama says, gezayra be a rishayna, to be a shniya. Same type of concept. This is Taisvis. These are the two terutzim why we couldn't say asay dechaleis asay. Surprisingly enough, this Taisvis has a major ramification. Halacha lemaisa. The reshayla that I got this past Purim. This past Purim by our Suda, it was around 7 o'clock. The phone rang. And the fellow on the other end of the line was, he was still coherent, but barely. And he said he had an urgent Shaila for the Rav. So my Rebbetzin wasn't really interested in putting it through. So she said that the Rav's not available, and he starts darshaning a Rav on Purim, has to be available, emergency Shailas, this is an emergency. What? So she said, maybe I can help you. What's the emergency? So he said that he had eaten, he had drunk, in this case I think you could say he had drunk, and he said that he ate Sudas Purim, and he threw up. So he wants to know if he's mechuyev to drink again and to eat Sudas Purim again. So my Rebbetzin told him, to drink again, you're definitely not mechuyev. To eat again, she said, she'll ask me to Shaila. She asked me to Shaila. So I told her to ask him how long after he ate did he vomit. He said it was around an hour. So I said, okay, tell him he was Yaitza. He should go to sleep. And this was the psak. This Shaila and this psak halacha revolves around this taisis. This taisis. What does this taisis have to do with this Shaila? The Gemara in Chulin Daf Kuf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Ravasi, Amar Rav Yechanan. Ravasi says in the name of Rav Yechanan, Achal Chatzi Zayis Vehekiyoi. If somebody ate a Chatzi Zayis of Isser and he vomited, V'chozar V'ochal Chatzi Zayis, and then he went ahead and he ate another Chatzi Zayis, the halacha is Chayiv. Why? My timer. You had Hanoas Hagoroin. You had Hanoa of the chewing and the swallowing, the beginning of the swallowing. Nene Geroinoi Bekezayis, the Gemara says Yerchayiv, the Rambam Paskins Lahalocha, that Isurim in the Torah, Yerchayiv for Hanoas Groinoi, the Rambam in Perak Yudalad Mehilchos Macholos Asuris. Zok the Panam Iris and Achuva in Chilik Beis and Simuchav Zayin. He says that since we find Legabe Isurim, that Hanoas Geroinoi is considered Hanoa, enough to render it in Achila Legabe Isurim, so too, legabe mitzvahs, the ikur geder of achila is defined by hanoas geroinai. Besides for benching. It says the one exception to the rule is benching. It says by benching it says ve'achalta v'savata uveirachta. Since it says v'savata, you need hanoas meyav. Azoy zok d'panami iris. Zok d'chsam seifer in a tshuva. In a rechayim simen kufchav zayin. He says, I have a raya to the Panami Iris from Taisis in Kedushin Daf Lamed Ches. Why? He says, because Yushami asks, why don't we say, Asei Deichalais Asei? Frektech Sam Seifer. If you're going to tell me that by a mitzvah, it's the Hanoas Meyov, that's the mitzvah, not the Hanoas Greinoi, the Hanoas Meyov, so when are you over the Isser Chadosh by the Hanoas Groinai? When are you Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah by the Hanoas Meyav? The halacha is that we only say Asei Deichalois, Asei Be'idna, at the time of the Kiyum HaMitzvah. Zotuch San Seifer, since if the halacha would be not like the Panami Iris, and we would draw a distinction between Isurim and between Mitzvahs, so Zaktach Sam Seifer would come out that there would be no basis, the whole premise for the Kasha of the Yerushalmi is off. There's no basis for it. There's no Asei Deichalois Asei, it's not Be'idna. The Isser Yeroiver by Anas Groinai, the Mitzvah Yermekayim by Anas Neyav, and there's no Asei Deichalois Asei. From the fact that the Yerushalmi had to ask this Kasha, and the Yerushalmi had to give two terutzim, either a teretz of Asei Koidem Matan Torah, or a teretz of Gezeira Kazayas Rishon Atu Kazayas Sheni, that is a raya that the mitzvah is niskayim with the Hanoas Geroinai, it's Be'idna, and therefore there would have been a reason to have said Asei Deichalois Asei. This is the Chsam Sefer's raya. This is the Chsam Sefer, you're asking a good kash. This is the Chsam Sefer's raya to the Panam Ne'iris Pesach. The Chsam Sefer and a tshuva, and two tshuvas really, in Erechaim and Simen Ayin Aleph, and in Arachayim and Simen Tzadik Tes, the Ksav Seifer brings the tshuva of his father. He writes a tshuva to a relative of his, and he says that tomorrow is the yahrzeit of my father, the Ksav Seifer, and I have to say a shir, but today I'm going to write you this tshuva. And he writes a tshuva about this sugya. And he says, while the raya would seem to be a raya, Lamaisa, he says, you could be madcha the raya. Why? Zok the Ksav Seifer like this. It could be that for Isurim, you're over by Hanoas Geroinai. But maybe, Zok the Ksav Seifer, for mitzvahs, maybe for a mitzvah you need Hanoas Meyav in addition to Hanoas Geroinai. Meaning, it's not a binary choice, either Hanoas Geroinai or Hanoas Meyav. Zok the Ksav Seifer, maybe for the kiyum of a mitzvah, you need Hanoas Geroinai and Hanoas Meyav. If you were to need Hanoas Geroinai and Hanoas Meyav, Oy Bazoi, Zok the Ksav Seifer, you would still have a basis for Asei Deichalois Asei, because this is the Haschala of the Mitzvah. This is a vital component which is necessary for the Kiyum HaMitzvah, Hanoas Geroinai. You would have a basis to say Asei Deichalois Asei. And yet, the Mitzvah would not be Nigmar, you would still need a Hanoas Meyav. So Zok the Ksav Seifer, you don't have a conclusive proof from Taisus and the Yerushalmi that you don't need Hanoas Meyav by a mitzvah. Maybe you need Hanoas Meyav. All you can prove from Taisus is that you also need Hanoas Greinai. And that's why Taisus and the Yerushalmi held that there would be a makayim, a basis to say, Asei Deichalois Asei. However, the Ksav Seifer fears right. And the Ksav Sofer says, although I was madcha my father's raya to the Panim Meiris, he says, nevertheless, his lashon is, dvarav beli raya ru'uyim la'amra mitzar haseichel. He says, svara obligates us, svara is mechayiv, that mitzvot and isurim should have, there should be no distinction between the two. And if the Gemara is megala, that legabe isurim we say, the chiyuv comes for hanoas gerainai, so for a mitzvah, the mitzvah is niskayim as well with hanoas gerainai. There are two other gedolei achrayim who say this, besides for the Ksav Sofer and the Ksav Sofer and the Panim Meiris. That is in Shaul Shetshuva's Torah Lishma, which is the Ben Ishchai. Ben Ishchai tried to write it, be'ilum shem, be'miyasas into some rishon, somewhere. And it was discovered that he wrote it. And in Shetshuva's Torah Lishma, in Erech Chaim Simon Kuf Chafei, he paskins like this as well. And he says, there's an afkamina. If somebody ate matzah and he vomited afterwards, so he drank dalakaisis and he vomited, zok the Ben Ishchai entire lishma. He says, the halacha is that since ne groinai, therefore you were yaitse. This is what the Torah lishma paskins. The Aruch HaShulchan and Yeredeya Simon Pehei Sif Yiral of paskins as well, that legabe mitzvahs the ikar is hanoas groinai, just like legabe isurim. These are the achrayim who hold, like the Chassam Sofer, like the Panim Meiris, and like the Ksav Sofer. The Imre Bina in Simen Chav Gimel and Erech Chaim, he says no. He says if you look in the Levush in Simen Tov Ayin Hei Sif Gimel, you'll find that the Levush paskins legabe matzah. You know the halacha is bola matzah yotza, bola moror lo yotza. Bola matzah yotza means, even if technically there was no hanas meyot, that's what bola matzah means. There was no tam matzah at all. There was no hanas groine, I'm sorry. Nevertheless, your yaitz is zok the levush. Why? The levush explains. The achilas matzah, he says, ikar achilasai hu leachol lasoiva. Lemalei es kreisai kishahu roiv. The gather of a mitzvah, of a maisa mitzvah that the Torah is machayiv, is not just to do the act of eating, but it's to be soveya from it. And he says, "Lafikach yaitze by af biblia da af biblia mismalei hakeres." Zakti Imre Bina, he says it's mafurish in the Levush that you need hanoas meyov, that you need hanoas meyov in order to be mekayim the mitzvah. The machsa shekel in Simin Tafai in Hayes of Katan Dalav, he says for a dover pashut, he says even Rabbi Yochanan who holds the gabe isurim that it's hanoas kirayinai. Nevertheless, the gabe mitzvahs what governs. Legabe mitzvahs, what is ma'akev, is hanoas meyav, Masa Shekel says it for a davar pashut. Now, according to this, what would come out? That if a person ate and he vomited, it would depend. If he vomited immediately, it wasn't yaitzeh. But if it settled in his stomach, there was a hanoas meyav, and then afterwards he vomited, the halacha would be that you're yaitzeh. The Ksav Sofer says very interesting. Ksav Sofer says that everything we have discussed is legabe mitzvahs that is tali in a maisa achila, like matzah and the like. But the Ksav Sofer says there are a few exceptions to the rule where even the Ksav Sofer udi'ime, even the Ksav Sofer and those who go with his shita would agree that you need hanoas meyav. Zok the Ksav Sofer, what is that? He says by Shabbos and Yontif, where there's a mitzvah of oinig and simcha, and he says, by Purim as well, where the mitzvah of Sudas Purim is not just the dry act of getting something down your throat and eating it, but it's enjoying the Suda. Zok the Ksav Sofer over there, everybody would agree that the Hanoas Meyov plays a tremendous role in the mitzvah and is ma'akev in the mitzvah. And Zok the Ksav Sofer, he says, over here, even the Ksav Sofer, just like the Panim Meiris says, legabe benching, ve'ochalta v'savata, so too legabe Sudas Purim and Sudas Yontav and Sudas Shabbos, the halacha would be you need a hanoas meyav. And it would come out according to this that if you ate your Sudas Purim and you vomited immediately, then you wouldn't be yaitzeh. But if you ate it and it was an hour later and you're only calling the rabbi because you're drunk, over there the halacha would be that you're yaitzeh, there was a hanoas meyav, and that is the reason for this psak and kimeduma. This is the halacha l'maaseh. A good Shabbos, everybody.